Vancouver Giants couldn't muster enough offense on Tuesday night, January 21, losing 7-1 to the Seattle Thunderbirds. The loss drops Vancouver's record this season to 2-2-1-7-5, while the Thunderbirds improve to 1-5-2-6-2-1. Cameron Schmidt had the only Giants goal in the contest, his 32nd of the season. Seattle got two goals from Nathan Pilling, plus single tallies from Mate Pecker, Braden Sherman, Braden Coots, Coster Dunn and Ashton Cumby. Giants associate coach Adam Maglio said, "We got outworked tonight. This was a game in the trenches, along the walls. They've got a big back end and they did a real good job of getting numbers around the puck and swarming us. We were stubborn in our game. I think different from the Brandon game, which was a little more free flow and a little bit back and forth. Tonight was one we had to win in the trenches and win by outcompeting the Seattle team, and we didn't do that." Seattle scored at the beginning of the first period and at the end, with Pilling chipping home a rebound 3:06 into the game and then Pecker shoveling home a loose puck with 2:14 remaining in the first to make it 2-0 for Seattle after one period. Schmidt sniped his 11th power play goal of the campaign early in the second to get the Giants to within a goal. Pilling responded less than 2 minutes later to make it 3-1 for Seattle after 40 minutes. The floodgates opened in the third for the Thunderbirds. Schurman made it 4-1 at the 8:02 mark of the final frame after a Giants neutral zone turnover, before Coots and Dunn added goals 20 seconds apart to make it 6-1. Cumby scored the first of his WHL career with 5:07 remaining in the contest. Next for the G-men, a trip to Kelowna on Saturday, January 25.